Hello, Dale speaking. This is India.
Dale speaking. This is Rue.
Dale speaking. This is Amber.
Ring, ring. Dale speaking.
My brain moved to one side.
Hello and welcome to episode 25 of Radio Dale, or Radio Dale 25. That works as well. My name is Rue, and today I will be joined again by Amber and India to talk about music, musicians, and the music industry from our unique perspective here at Dale Speaking in Toronto. We'll of course have the first part, which includes This Week in Music History. We'll have This Week on the Charts, as well as a campus report, followed by a new track from artist Matthew Genovese called If I Can't Have You. And in part two, we will be talking about apps for musicians. So apps that work well while you're on tour, apps that work as a musician for recording or for practicing, and also apps for promoting yourself. So stick around for that. That'll be part two of the show, but let's move right into This Week in Music History. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Rue.
So, how is This Week in Music History looking?
I had a fun time looking up this week because it's got some interesting things. And I tried to tie to some of them to a little bit of what's relevant in life now.
Oh, nice.
So
Relevance.
And of course, my typical death story falls on me this week.
It wouldn't be a week in music history without
me talking about someone dying. So,
yes.
So we should just...
Let's get into it.
All right. So May 29th, 1942, Bing Crosby recorded the Irving Berlin song White Christmas.
Ooh.
We all know that one. Crosby recorded the song with the John Scott Trotter Orchestra and the Ken Darby Singers in just 18 minutes. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the version sung by Bing Crosby is the best-selling single of all time, with estimated sales in excess of 50 million copies worldwide. Yeah.
Way to go, Bing.
Christmas. Cha-ching.
And then later he did a song with David Bowie, a Christmas song too, didn't he? Little Drummer Boy, that's
thank
right.
Thank you. I was going to say Tommy Boy. I'm like, that's not right.
That works too. May 30th, 1964, born on this day, Tom Morello.
Yeah.
Guitar for Rage Against the Machine. Number one album in 1996 with Evil Empire. Number one album in 2005 that's Out of Exile, the Audio Slave album, which he also was a band member.
Random facts. He did good things.
He was still successful.
He's not dead.
Over the course of a decade, he spanned two decades of success.
Good job.
Yes.
May 31st, 1966. Oh, there's a reason I picked this one. Filming began on the Monkees' first TV series. The Monkees' first single, Last Train to Clarksville, was released in August 1966, weeks prior to the TV broadcast debut. In conjunction with the first broadcast of the show on September 12, 1966, on the NBC television network, NBC and Columbia had a major hit on their hands. And the reason I picked that one, quick story, I was an extra in the Monkees movie that was filmed here in Canada, and I was at the train station where they sang Last Train to Clarksville.
Really?
And we had to dress up in little 60s outfits and stand there and go, ah,
that's awesome.
For like hours.
That's
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I wasn't an extra, but I did have an opportunity to be on the street for Follow That Bird, the Sesame Street movie.
God, we have something in common.
Yeah.
We're movie stars.
Yeah, just don't look on IMDb. You might find other movies.
June
1st, 1959. This is older than we usually don't go before.
I know,
the
60s. I think I saw that one.
The first edition of Jukebox Jury aired on the BBC. The show's host, David Jacobs, led a revolving panel of guests in critiquing the week's top record releases. Although the songs were never played in their entirety, the four judges gave a verdict on whether it would be a hit or a miss, so essentially the first Pump It or Dump It.
I thought it was fascinating, and it'd be cool to see a TV show. I know radio stations do it for themselves, but it'd be so cool if there was a show. They kind of do it with, indirectly, there's a Much Music, there's like a music video show where they kind of make fun of music videos.
But it'd be so cool
if there was a show where they played like...
Music, new music and talked about it.
Yeah, like, because indirectly The Voice and American Idol is kind of sort of like that, but not really to do with the song.
See, I would be into it so long as they had a positive spin to everything.
Well, instead of crapping on everyone.
Yeah,
pitchfork wouldn't be allowed to go near it.
Yeah, it would get old pretty quick.
It's crap.
It's shitty. Am I allowed to swear on our podcast?
Yeah, sure,
or whatever. Poop. June 2nd, 1964. During their first U.S. tour, the Rolling Stones made their U.S. TV debut on The Les Crane Show, which was aired at midnight and had viewers phoning in to ask the group questions. And I picked that because the Rolling Stones, not only on tour right now, were a recent topic of one of our previous podcasts. And
very cool.
TV debut.
All right, here we go. June 3rd, 1967. The Doors' Light My Fire was released in the U.S., where it went to be a number one on the singles chart 2 months later. When The Doors were booked to appear on The Ed Sullivan Show, they were asked to change the line, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher," as the sponsors were uncomfortable with the possible reference to drug taking. Obviously, he was talking about taking a plane.
Obviously.
The band agreed to do so and did a rehearsal using the amended lyrics. However, during the live performance, lead singer Jim Morrison sang the original lyric.
Of course.
After which they were informed they would never appear on The Ed Sullivan Show again.
Okay, and to end it off on a horrible note.
I just read the first line.
Yeah, I know, the first name. I just picked it because it's all there was. June 4th, 1997, Jeff Buckley's body was discovered floating in the Mississippi River. A passenger, unfortunately, on a tourist boat spotted the body near the southern tip of Mud Island. Buckley had disappeared when swimming on May 29th in Wolf River Harbor while wearing boots, all of his clothing, and singing the chorus of Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. Buckley had gone swimming there several times before. A roadie in Buckley's band had remained on shore. Smart move. After moving a radio and a guitar out of reach of the wake from a passing tugboat, he looked up to see that Buckley had vanished. Despite a determined rescue effort that night, Buckley remained missing, and on June 4th, two locals spotted, as we said, his body in the river, and yeah, that's sad, because he was very, 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 very talented, and I don't know what the hell he was doing.
It's weird that that happens, we're back to a real obvious statement.
Rue's deep thoughts,
obviously, you notice things when they happen to important to people kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm always shocked at how... I'm just shocked at how many young talents seem to die usually because of accidents. Because you have like...
Stupid accidents.
Well, like James Dean and stuff like that. Yeah. All these people that have great promise, something really stupid happens.
Something so stupid and... Well...
Don't go swimming
wearing boots and listening to Led Zeppelin or singing Led Zeppelin. Moral of the story.
And that has been This Week in Music History. Next up, Amber has some insight on the charts. This Week on the Charts.
Oh, what an intro. And I also must point out, I like the music you put behind this.
Oh, good.
Groovy. I feel like I'm at like some kind of bar and I'm just like... dancing.
It's Tubes Sweet Harmony. You can find it on SoundCloud. Like free download.
Anyway, this week on the charts, I know I've been looking at the top tens a lot of the different formats, and I thought, you know what? Let's look at the Canadian top 50. Specifically, the top 10 within that chart of the top 50. But the basically, what this chart is it compiles the top Canadian songs that are spinning on Canadian radio today. So, this will pull from country, rock, hot AC, CHR, and put them all together and lets us know. And let's start at number 10. The number 10 Canadian artist and song is Michael Bublé with It's a Beautiful Day. Number 9 is Vida Chambers with Fix You. Number 8, Robin Thicke featuring Pharrell and T.I., Blurred Lines. Number 7, Tyler Shaw, Kiss Goodnight. Number 6, Tegan and Sarah, I Was a Fool. Number 5, Down with Webster, One in a Million. Number 4, Classified featuring David Miles, Inner Ninja.
Inner Ninja, I like that song.
Number 3, Serena Ryder with Stompa, still kicking ass with that song. Number 2, Daniel Powder, Crazy All My Life. Mm-hmm. And drumroll, number 1 song, the number 1 Canadian song in Canada is Walk Off the Earth with Red Hands.
Well, that kind of throws dirt in the faces of all the they're going to do a cover song and disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, they came up with a song of their own, and now they're the number one Canadian artist / song in Canada.
Good for them. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully you found that interesting and gives you an idea of how Canadians are doing, especially since we went over how many Canadians are in the top 10 of each format last week. So thought I'd talk about that.
Hi everyone, it's India, and it's time for your very brief little campus report again this week. Just the most interesting thing that I've noticed is Daft Punk. I mean, you've all noticed it because it's everywhere. But it's doing really well on campus charts as well. I thought that it would have been, you know, too pop for campus, but apparently it's not. So they went up from 43 last week to 18 this week, and they are literally on almost every single submitting radio station campus chart this week. So more Daft Punk for you, and there you go. Hi everyone, so next up we have a song by our newest artist, Matthew Genovese, and his song is called If I Can't Have You. It will be released to radio on June 3rd, and he's actually doing some fun things right now. He just did a few in-studio visits and played for some lovely radio station people, and pretty soon he will be hitting the road opening for Danny Fernandez.
I'm packing my bags, then I'm gone, gone, gone. Before the sun comes up today, I've sat here too long, watching the world fly by. Now's my chance to run.
Welcome to part two of Radio Dale 25. Amber is enthused to be here, aren't you, Amber?
Yes.
Yes. as she on.
I'm enthused about air conditioning.
Yes, it's pretty warm here right now. Is it today or is it tomorrow that's 30?
I think tomorrow's worse.
Yeah, tomorrow's worse.
I can't wait to wear dresses and no longer rain boots.
I know. Rain boots, not cool. Plus, I stepped in a puddle yesterday with my rain boot.
Well,
and water
like
went into the boot.
Oh.
So clearly there's something wrong with the boot.
But not rain boots, they're just boots now.
Yeah, but it's better than if you were wearing flip-flops and you stepped in a puddle and you had, like,
I've done
suction
baggy things on
I did Edgefest and flip-flops the one year where it just poured.
Mm-hmm.
I might as well just walk around bare feet.
Yeah. Anyway. Those go in the garbage.
Anywho.
Hey, and of course India is here.
Hi.
We've been talking, and Rue. And today we're going to be talking about apps for the musician. Music apps.
Cool. Not food.
Not food.
Because one person was clever on my Facebook when I said, hey, does anyone have any suggestions for apps for musicians? And they put, calamari.
I don't get it.
An appetizer.
Thank you.
Yeah. People say apps. So we're not talking about food. We're talking about
applications. Yay. So, I don't know where we want to start. We have a comprehensive list of various kinds of apps that even fit into various categories. It's not just like apps in general. We have apps more geared towards musicians. We have apps that have sort of a music discovery element to them. We have apps
for fans.
For fans.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Well, let's start with
I'll start
India.
Off with some things that I thought musicians could use on tour.
Cool.
So the first one, if you are touring around, you must have the Gas Buddy app. If you are a superstar and you have your own bus, you don't need that. But if you're a smaller band and you're touring, you know, in your band, in your van, I would want the Gas Buddy app. Save a few bucks, maybe.
What's the Gas Buddy app?
It tells you what gas stations are near you, so
oh.
you can get the lowest price.
Awesome. Good to know.
Did you not? You didn't understand that, Amber?
Well, I did, but I just didn't really know where it was going. If it
don't. Yeah.
So gas apps, cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Another one that I think is sort of a new app that's becoming very popular is Evernote.
Yes.
Which is sort of just a note-taking device.
But it allows you
to organize things very well.
Yeah, it's very cool because you have separate notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
You can do audio apps, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another thing, I think, you know, for people on the road, if you're just the little voice recorder,
mm-hmm.
so many musicians are using that to just record song ideas that they get in their head. So
mm-hmm.
don't be shy with that.
And there's variations. Apple comes with one, but you could also buy one that has more features if you want to be fancy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then if you're in a new location while you're on tour, somewhere that you're not familiar with, Around Me. I think that this is one of the first apps that I was introduced to. I have a musical story about this.
Oh.
I was hanging out with the band Cage the Elephant,
mm-hmm.
and the drummer said to me, did you just get your iPhone? I said, yes, I had had it for like a week. And he's like, you need this Around Me app. I was like, oh, okay, sure, Cage the Elephant drummer. But I've used it lots. So, you know, when you're a musician and you need to find where something is, there you go, Around Me. I feel like it's so old people have forgotten about it, but
yeah,
it's still useful.
Yeah.
And it'll find whatever?
Anything.
Like
if you want pizza, it will tell you where's closest. You
yeah.
need a Long McQuaid. It will tell you how to get there. And then the coolest app that I've just become familiar with, it's by, the company's called Jawbone,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Up, and it's not music related, but it ties in with one of those like bracelets, sort of like those copper bracelets that you wear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what it does is it monitors everything in your body. So it acts as like a calorie counter and a pedometer. But one of the most interesting things that it does is it can monitor your sleep.
Mm.
So it talks about your sleep patterns. It senses when you're awake and when you're asleep, and it wakes you up at the most convenient times.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're like a musician and you're on the road and you have to wake up at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on where you are in your sleep cycle, if it's better for if you are going to be less tired if you wake up at 6:45, then it vibrates and it wakes you up then.
Neat.
So it's just a really great way to monitor your health.
When you're
on the road, which is so many musicians get sick and poor nutrition. And so Jawbone Up is just one really great way where you can keep your body in check.
Yeah,
it's like
an interesting way
mm-hmm.
of looking at it for sure.
Because mm-hmm.
you're human and
yeah.
you're
well,
on the road.
You never think of health of artists because you just assume that they're going to be unhealthy.
Like you're rock and roll.
Obviously, there's ways that you can be healthier.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. I like it.
Sweet. Amber, did you find any apps?
Yes, well, kind of going on what, just quickly on India's topics there, there is one I found, and if anybody, I guess you could probably say this at the end too, but if anybody uses this app, I'd be curious to know what it's like. I didn't get a chance to read the reviews, but it's called Reel Director, and it's essentially, you record stuff while on the road, and you can make pretty much music videos of all the clips. So, you know when you see a music video and it's, like Jess Moskalukes, for example, for Catch Me If You Can, it's live footage with the actual song playing, but footage of her meeting fans on the road, backstage. Well, this app can essentially help you collect all of that.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, really, you can videotape anything on your own, but I would just be curious to know how people use that app. I did find it on like a top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be very interesting, you know, to see how people use that. It's $1.99 on iTunes, so it's not overly expensive. But so that's one. Also, there are a couple here that maybe I'll leave till when Rue is talking about his world of things, because we had some cool suggestions, especially one from one of our artists. But what I kind of wanted to talk about was more of the music discovery, music education part of things, in the sense of making sure an artist stays up to date and in the now of what, depending on what your goal is an artist, if you're making music so that one day you'll be on commercial radio, then you need to be paying attention to commercial radio. So there's lots of apps that are commercial radio station apps. So you can get a Chorus app, Astral, Kojiko. Specific radio stations have their own apps. For example, The Peak in Vancouver has an app. So those are really cool apps that just gather a bunch of stations together. So, for example, under the Chorus, anyone that's owned by Chorus will be in that app. And you can really just click of a button, navigate through, pick what station you want to listen to. And as an artist, you really have to know what's on the radio, what's being played, and what they're looking for. So I find that kind of an interesting thing. Also, CBC Music is a really good one, because they'll have your Radio 2, Radio 3 streams, but then they also have their streams of 70s, 80s, rock, those are more for fun. But really pay attention to Radio 3 and Radio 2 if that's something that you're, you know, wanting to listen to. And it's also important to listen to that stuff as well, because within your music community, you want to get to know what bands are getting new people that you want to get to know, you know, bands that are a lot like you. I can really introduce you, because Radio 3 especially is awesome for that. We were also talking earlier about streaming stations, so Pandora, Ardio, Slacker, because getting yourself familiar with how they work. Because if you one day want to have your music on a streaming app or website or what have you, getting yourself familiar with how those apps work would be probably a very good idea.
I agree.
Yes. So that's kind of how I was looking at it.
Cool. I sort of decided I would look at it a bit more technically, I guess.
Technical brain. The musician of the bunch.
We're all musicians.
But I can't play things.
You can play. Everybody can play a recorder.
I can play, I think, Twinkle, Twinkle Little Star and piano.
But you're a musician.
I'm a musician. Yay!
Yay! So, along the lines of what we were talking about, for instance, ClearTune, which is a tuner that you can get for both Android and for Apple. It's what I use. Once I discovered it, I got rid of my Reel tuner just because it's a pain in the butt and I can have everything in this one phone.
It's very accurate.
It's ridiculously accurate, more accurate than my actual full-on tuner.
Wow.
So I started using ClearTune pretty quickly.
Motorcycle.
And if you're an Android user that doesn't want any Apple getting close to your Android, and just the thought that ClearTune is on both, there's one classily named G-String, which is apparently the more commonly used Android one. I haven't been able to use that one, so I can't vouch for it, but it was recommended to us.
Rue has not used the G-String yet.
I haven't used the G-String.
Okay, just clarifying.
Maybe later. also, on the sort of guitar and tuning route, Tunic Online, somebody on Twitter reminded me about Ultimate Guitar, which has a series of apps. They have ones on tabs, they have tuners, they have chords, so like they have a one called Ultimate Guitar where it shows you say what chord you want to play and it shows you where
the fingering for it.
And scales. It'll give you like actual scales to practice, so you can sort of learn scales. Ultimate Guitar is really good. It costs a bit of money. It's on both, so you can get it for Apple or Android.
How much is it?
I think it's really cheap. It's like $1.99 for a lot of the basic ones. I got mine for $1.99, but it might have been on sale, so it might be more like $3.99.
Okay.
Also, for recording, when you're on the road, you can take notes with a voice recorder. But if you actually wanted to lay down sort of a little rough demo, there are two apps you can get, both for Apple, and there are variations for Android, but there's like dozens of them, so you can kind of just choose which one looks best. One's called 4-Track, and you actually spell out 4, and it mimics an original 4-track machine that people used to buy.
Oh,
so you get record 4 separate tracks. Cute. If you want to record more than 4 tracks, you actually have to record 3 and then bounce those 3 to the other track, so you get 3 free tracks. It acts just like an old 4-track machine. And then there's GarageBand, which you can get for your iPhone, and it acts just like GarageBand for your computer, a little scaled down, but it has... instruments on it if you wanted to play drums just with your thumbs, so you can sort of give yourself a beat, and then you can record over top of it vocals and everything like that.
So just like a rough, so if you want to present it to the rest of the band and say, I came up with something, so rather than going la 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 la, you can go...
Because normally people, I remember...
Demo on the go.
It's a demo on the go, but it's almost more professional because you can actually do multi-tracking.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
There was the XTC album, I think it was called Homespun. They took the original demos and made an album for another album that they made. So you could buy the regular album and then all the demos for that album.
Interesting.
And for some of them, they actually played some of the original demos before the demo. And what he did was he had one of those old tape recorders where you have to push, play, and record. And he would just lean over it and play guitar and sing. And a lot of people, that's how they get their ideas down. They play the guitar and sing into the same crappy little microphone.
Yeah.
This lets you actually lay out your idea. You could almost write the whole song on it. And there are some people that will use GarageBand for iPhone and record their album that way, which is crazy.
Yeah.
finally, some apps that most people have, but artists should really have. For instance, if you have an Apple, an iPhone, Vine makes short 7-second videios, and we love it. It's
so creative.
It's very creative and really easy to use. You touch the screen to record. So there's no like little red button you have to tap or anything. You just hold your finger on a screen, and a little bar, access bar, shows you how much you've recorded. So that one's really useful.
And it's not just like a music creation, but you can use it to show, if you're in the studio, creative little clips of you in the studio. But it also, I've discovered, so like, for example, this boy band Emblem 3 that's out there, I keep seeing one of the members on the popular now. And I've been able to figure out who they are and get an idea of what they're like based on Vine.
Based on Vine. So
and that's just a snapshot of them goofing off and being pretty much kids. But now I saw their video and I was like, I know who they are.
Yeah, and that's cool to hear because I haven't heard of many artists tapping into it.
Yeah, Tyler the
Comedians
Creator.
Comedians are using it a lot, but Tyler the Creator.
I'm like obsessed with him now. Not so much music, so I haven't made the connection with music with him, other than what you've put in the office, but it's opening a door to these people that I'm like, woo,
yeah.
It's fun.
Because he's fun, he sort of has a comedic element to him, so I'm sure he's doing lots of fun stuff. similar to Vine, but available on both is Tout. T-O-U-T, and Keek, K-E-E-K. The main difference between these and Vine is the videos are different lengths. So I think Tout, it's like 16 seconds, and with Keek, it's like 28 seconds.
That's a lot longer.
Keek is based out of Toronto. So if you want to support the Canadians, go with Keek. Jess Moskaluk uses Keek.
Oh, awesome.
Tout was sort of big about a year ago before Vine came out. Vine's very new. I haven't really checked Tout recently, but I know there are people that use it. It's sort of like a happy medium between the two. Also, Instagram, if you like to take pictures. People like Instagram because it has filters to make your pictures look a bit more interesting. And a lot of people now follow artists on Instagram, so it's a good way to kind of build up. It's almost its own social network based on pictures.
It is, yeah. Snapshot into their life.
Exactly. And then, obviously, connected to these are the three big ones, Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. And those three have dedicated apps that you can get for both Android and Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So you can post your pictures, post where you are,
YouTube?
Say what you're doing. YouTube, I guess, yeah. You know, good call.
Yeah.
I You can upload directly to YouTube from your phone. And obviously you can also search YouTube videos. I always just think of it as a search engine, like Google, but yeah.
Yeah, because I don't upload anything, but yeah, as a musician, if you're on the road, you're...
There's very little difference between Instagram and YouTube when it comes to uploading content, so yeah, definitely. So those are all things that all musicians, I think with social media, at least the ones you enjoy using, you should have on your phone so that you have an easier access to it.
And I have a couple of honorable mentions, because... Before we did this, I just sent out a couple of tweets and Facebook saying, if you're a musician and you have suggestions for anybody. So not only did we do our own research, we got some suggestions. And one of them is from Peter from the Matinee.
Yay!
He is the drummer, and he suggested Metronome, which I'm sure if a lot of people may have, but if not, it's Metronome, and it says, the description is that tempo is the best-selling and most accurate metronome on the App Store. So it is $1.99, and apparently it is the best one. So if you have another version, maybe check this one out. I believe this is an Apple thing, though.
Yeah, I think it's just an Apple. Though both Android and Apple have Metronome apps. Mm-hmm.
And then Francelle, I hope I pronounced her name right, on our Facebook, suggested iReal B, which is an Android and Apple app. I tried to wrap my head around it, but basically the description is it's a perfect practice tool for professional musicians and music students. Rue kind of did a bit of a test run with it before we had a talk here. It is $7.99.
It's $7.99. It has a lot of functionality. Mm-hmm. So if you are practicing a song, you can set the measure and how fast you want it to be in the exact chord progression. And it basically gives you accompaniment. So you get a little drum beat and stuff, and it has various genres like Latin or jazz or blues or rock or pop. And it kind of makes up its own little background piano or guitar accompaniment.
So it helps you write the song?
Yeah, or it helps you practice the song. Okay. So say it'll give you a little drum beat and like a piano bit, and you can play guitar over it and sing along with it.
Rather than trying in your head to be like, oh, okay, it goes this way, or have it on the radio and
play. It's sort of like a way to practice music or to learn. You could like play scales to it, or you could just sing to it if you're just like practicing a song and you can't play guitar.
And you can alter it.
Yeah, and you can change it.
Cool.
So it's sort of like an accompaniment. I was explaining to Amber, it reminds me of the old buttons on a Casio where you hit bossa nova and it plays a little beat, and if you hit the keys on the keyboard, it changes to the
key.
Yeah,
yeah.
Similar to that, only it's more that you enter what chords it'll be, not that you hit a keyboard.
That's
awesome. Mm.
So there you go.
Well,
apps for music.
And if anyone has any suggestions, please tell us.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to know what people use.
Yeah.
If outside of this, and if you look up any of these and start using them, let us know. Love them, hate them.
Totally.
Send Rue an email.
Waste of money.
Yeah.
Send me an
email.
Send
Rue an email.
Complain to Rue. If you like it, talk to me.
Yeah, if you like it, let me in India know. Otherwise, Rue will take hate mail. I learned a lot.
I did too. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
So there you go. Music apps for musicians. I am Rue.
I'm India.
And I'm Amber.
And that's our name.
Questions?
And that has been another Radio Dale, number 25. You can find Dale Speaking online at dalespeaking.com, on Twitter at Dale_speaking, and on Facebook at Dale Speaking. We're also on Google+. We often Vine, Instagram, we're everywhere, so just keep an eye on us. We'll probably have some interesting stuff to show you, we hope. We hope. Thank you for tuning in, and if you did enjoy this show, please rate us on iTunes, let other people know that we exist. And we'll heart you forever. So thank you very much. Take care. Bye.